Parliament's Section 194 Committee debated the need to summon President Cyril Ramaphosa to appear before it. Suspended public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's legal team called on Parliament to summon the president after it had asked him to testify. Some members argued that the president's testimony would be irrelevant and a waste of time, but others disagreed.
There is no need to subpoena the president. The matters that which have been raised are not relevant to the matters whose veracity we need to check in this committee. So the issue mostly is the relevance. His testimony in respect of what has been raised will not assist the proceedings of this committee.
Subpoenaing the president will be irrelevant for us, and we have always emphasized on the issue of bringing the witnesses before based on the mandate of this particular committee. So for me, one would want to echo the same sentiment that the president to be subpoenaed by this particular committee, it will be the waste of time. So that one doesn't support.
I think that the legal team for the public protector or the public protector herself needs to submit a substantive motivation that meets the very high standard of relevance that the legal opinion sets out. I don't think we should simply say the president's evidence is irrelevant. I think that the public protector has an obligation to convince this committee that the evidence that the president could give is relevant and in what respects.
The hearing resumed on Tuesday. Members also raised concerns about a delay tactics, deviation from the mandate and costs.
There should be no doubt that this has been the most extensive process since 1994 to deal with an issue in terms of the parliamentary process. And there can be no talk, with all due respect, of acting haphazardly or coming to an early, easy conclusion, etc., etc. I think the committee has bent over backwards to do exactly the opposite. That's just the first point. Secondly, I think that the public protector's legal team did indicate why they would like to call the president and why they would like to summon the president. And I think that issue is basically clear. We should also be aware of the fact that nobody could argue afterwards that the committee took the decision, whatever decision we may take, haphazardly in terms of whether the president should be summoned or not. Because we've gone through a very extensive legal opinion. Colleagues were able to study that beforehand. We discussed the whole question of the legal opinion. I support what the legal opinion basically says, and I do not think that there is any need for the president to be summoned with regard to this specific process.
This committee has got a particular mandate, and we must not lose focus. We must not deviate from our mandate. If we do that, Chair, we are trying to to risk this process, because we'll find out that we are no longer going to be within the time frame we have adopted. We can't call the president. And again, I support the issue of the suspension. That isn't prerogative, but it is not within our mandate. So we are not going to allow or to support to call the president, because the president is not the witness on the charges laid against the public protector.
The committee declined Mkhwebane's request to summon Ramaphosa.
We have asked the PP team to respond to what is in the directive, and what is in the directive has been exhausted. And I wouldn't want us to chase the public protector team and say, give us more other reasons outside of what we have asked them. So my sense in listening to members is that the issue of the subpoena based on irrelevance for the president, we're not going to go that route. We're not doing it. We are not responding in an affirmative way to the public protector team. And in fact, on behalf of this committee, listening to this discussion from the legal opinion, if there's a letter that we must write to the public protector legal team, is that the subpoena for the president is declined. That's the summary.
The suspended public protector and her witnesses are also expected to testify. For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Bulelani Nonyukela.